Come in. Ah, there you are. Please close the door behind you and take a seat. Hurry up, I haven't got all day. You're late, by the way. As always. I'm disappointed, but not surprised. But that's not the reason I summoned you here. No. You're here because we need to discuss the report you turned in to me the other day. Do you know what the word licentious means? No? Well, licentious means to lack legal or moral restraints. How about turpitude? You've never heard of someone committing an act of moral turpitude. Interesting. All right. Next. Salacious. No? Come on. You've got to be familiar with that one. Really? No, they aren't our vocabulary words. Although it's good to know you aren't even aware which words are on our exam tomorrow. Anyway, these words I've just read to you have two things in common. They're words you used in your report several times. And they're all words that describe you. Funny, isn't it? Well, you must be licentious, because I know you certainly aren't stupid enough to attempt to plagiarize an entire 10-page report and send it through Blackboard. Oh, you can't be fucking serious. You're actually playing innocent right now. Very well. I'm going to turn my computer monitor around so you can take a look at it. You'll see that I have your report up here on screen. The one you submitted on Blackboard at 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday evening. Nice timing, by the way. You had a minute to spare. Typical you. You do realize that with Blackboard, I can easily detect when a student attempts to plagiarize, right? The website does it for me. It highlights the parts that are stolen, which in this case is the entirety of your report. The whole fucking thing. Unbelievable. So, I'm going to ask you one more time. With the physical evidence right here in front of both of our faces, to stop lying to me. You aren't making this any easier on yourself by keeping up the facade. It's over. You do understand that if you don't turn in your thesis, one written by you and you alone, you don't graduate, right? You understand that what you've done is illegal, and if I had allowed this through, you could have risked a hell of a lot more than not being able to walk across that stage. And not only did you plagiarize, but what the fuck are these sources you've cited in your bibliography? They're all bullshit. They're from Wikipedia. Are you serious? Ugh. You were assigned to find and use scholarly sources. I generously provided links to several great places for you all to start searching. I held your hands through this paper, every step of the way. I kept my office hours open and flexible for anyone who needed my assistance. You have my email. It's in the syllabus. There is absolutely no excuse for what you have done. It's pure laziness. But, oh, you have no problem emailing me your cock when you get a little too drunk. You really went above and beyond for me that night, didn't you? Oh, you thought I forgot about that, huh? Or maybe you're the one who doesn't remember. No matter. Of course I still have it. As if I'd give up such sweet leverage, offered to me so willingly. You look scared. You almost look like you're about to cry. So what happens now? I'll tell you. I'm going to give you an ultimatum. You do know that word, at least, Good. It's about time you understood something. Your ultimatum is simple. I lecture you and administer some disciplinary action. You follow my orders to the letter, no matter what they are, and when I'm finished, you may go. Then we pretend all of this never happened. You rewrite your report and turn it in for 80% credit. Oh, and you need 75% to pass, so it had better be borderline perfect. Or, if you choose not to cooperate, I let the assignment go through Blackboard and let the dean decide what to do with you. He loathes dishonest little brats like you, by the way. You'll likely be back in my class next semester, and we'll get to do this all over again. I can also be creative with the photos you sent me. However, I don't think blackmail will be necessary. You dug your own grave, all on your own. So, take your pick. Good choice. Maybe you're not so dumb after all. We'll see. Now, get up from your seat. Can you do that for me? Good. Next, go to the door and make sure it's good and locked for us. We don't want anyone interrupting us on accident, do we? No, I didn't think so. And it's done. Good boy. Our next order of business is your discipline. I have to teach you the error of your ways and make sure you do not repeat them. This is not an easy task you've so selfishly burdened me with. You do understand that, right? Can you imagine the position you've put me in? Can you imagine the positions I'm going to put you in? Well, you're about to, so strip. You heard me. Clothes off. All of them. Move. Quickly. You might be a dumb brat, but you sure are a cute one. I guess your looks make up for your lack of morality and work ethic. You know, normally, I'm not one for dick pics. But when I received yours, it made me feel different. I actually admired what I saw, even though I shouldn't have. I wondered what it tasted like. I wondered how you'd squirm and beg for me if it were to end up in the back of my throat. We'll get there, pet. But you'll have to earn it. First is your punishment. Come here and place both of your hands on my desk, palms flat. Perfect. Now, hold them there for me, and don't move. It's a wooden ruler. No big deal, right? How about when I do this. Hey, I said keep your hands on the desk. Come on, tough shit. You can do this. Mm-hmm. That's it. Keep them right there. Ooh, ouch. Hang in there. Mm-hmm. There. I'll stop now. We don't want to destroy your gorgeous hands. I still plan to make good use of them. Back to the drawer. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're wondering what something like this is doing in my desk. It's a leather riding crop, generously donated by the University Horseback Riding Club. Indeed, this is the kind they actually use on the horses when they need some extra motivation. Sounds like someone else we know. Hmm? This is going to hurt. You'll come to realize that very soon. Worry not. Your hands are safe, unless you fuck up and move out of position again. You are still required to keep those palms flat on the desk for me. Don't move them, understand? Excellent. Now, eyes forward. No looking behind you or to the side of you. No using your peripherals. No cheating. Can you do that for me? I know it's difficult for you. did I startle you, pet? I didn't hit you that hard. It barely left a line where I struck you. What did I say? No peeking. This is your first and final warning. Gosh, I'm so generous. Now, you've got 2 red stripes along the back of your thighs. You've got a cute butt. Has anyone ever told you that? It would be unfortunate if someone marked it all up. Or maybe, judging by your reaction, you feel you've gotten lucky. No, no, no. That won't do. I need you to hurt. I need you to learn something. Not so loud. You don't want anyone to hear you, do you? No? I didn't think so. Good. It's okay to whimper softly. It's okay to catch your breath. I'm just going to keep taking it away. I'm going to make you gasp and wince and writhe. Maybe I'll even make you cry. Now that would be amusing. So, are you going to keep cheating on my assignments? No. Are you sure? How do I know you're telling the truth? Sorry. Nope. I'm not buying it. You'll have to earn my trust. And after what you tried to pull, I'm not going to go easy on you anymore. Not at all. Oh, stop your whining. I'm done with the crop anyways. It's time to move on. Get on the floor. Did I fucking stutter? Mm-hmm. That's better. Lay down on your back. Now, I'm going to get a little more comfortable. I should probably keep the skirt on, but there is absolutely no need for these panties. There. All gone. Now, in case you haven't noticed, I possess some sadistic tendencies. Marking you up like that has made my pussy dripping wet. I'm all riled up thanks to your cute little whimpers, your vulnerability, and your submission. So next, I'm going to sit on your face, and you're going to worship my cunt with that tongue of yours. Do you think you could do that for me? It seems you're more than willing. Or maybe you're just terrified. I don't care. Either way, shall we get started? Let me just crawl over you and position myself. I'll lower myself a little so my pussy lips are just brushing your mouth. Stick out your tongue, pet. Lick my slit. Slowly. Your tongue is so warm. Give me more of it. I'm just going to help you along by grinding myself into you a little. Your hands should not be idle, slave. That's right. I called you slave because that's exactly what you are right now. You exist in this moment to please me. That should be the only thing on your mind. If your hands are doing nothing for me, that means they're worthless. So let's change that. I want your fingers inside me as you suck my clit. Your other hand should be teasing my ass. I'm going to lean forward and play with you a bit, okay? I've got your cock in my hands now. Ever since you sent me that picture, I admit, I've wanted a taste. And you've already made it clear that you want me to taste you. I know that you've fantasized about it. So now, this is our chance. Oh, yum. Look at how responsive you are. Mm. That was easy. Quiet back there. You're moaning too loud. Here. I'll muffle you with my pussy. Moan into it. I like the vibrations. Don't stop moving that tongue. I can feel when you're slacking off. I will not allow that. Not from you anymore. I expect quality. And everything you do from now on, or else. Ah, fuck. You good little tease. You have a practiced tongue, and you're skilled with your fingers. If I came in your mouth, would you lick it all up for me? Tell me something. If I came in your mouth, would you lick it all up for me? You'd love it, wouldn't you? Then do it. Because I can't take it anymore. Come on. Good slave. What a good slave you are. What do you think you're doing? We are not finished here. No. No. Not even close. Stand up and sit on my desk. That's it. Look at your cock. Just standing at attention for me. I'm still debating on whether I'm going to allow you to come or not. That doesn't matter to me right now. I require a second orgasm, my slave. And you're going to give it to me. I'm going to climb on top of you. Hold on to me, okay? I'm gonna ride you until I get what I want. Listen to the sound it makes when I just move my wet little slit along your shaft like that. Let's put just the head inside of me now. Yeah. Slowly. Slowly. And... looks like I took you by surprise. You weren't ready for that, were you? To be fair, neither was I. But I love being torn open. Give it to me, nice and deep. I want you to torment my G-spot with the tip of your cock. And that's what really makes me lose it. God damn it. We're being too noisy. Here. I'm going to undo the buttons on my blouse. Open it a little. Move my bra out of the way. No. I can't get completely undressed. I'm not going to reward you that much. Perhaps another time. Instead, you're going to suck my tits for me while I keep fucking you. That'll keep your mouth busy, as well as please me very much. By the look of it, you seem to have no objections. So go on. Yes, your mouth is so warm. Suck those nipples for me. Look how hard you've made them already. They're all yours. So you'd better treat them well. suck harder. As if I'm nursing you. Keep my tits in your mouth until I have my release. That's a direct order, slave. that's a good boy. very good boy. I'm going to come again, and I'll allow you to do so as well. blow your load inside me. I'm on birth control, so you don't have to worry. Do you want to come with me, slave? Do you? I'm going to fuck you as fast and as hard as I can. Buck your hips back into me. Okay? Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm gonna come. Slave, do it with me. Come on. Come. Holy fuck. Looks like you're not as incompetent as I thought. You've done exceptionally well. And we're going to do this again. Soon. Any objections? No? I thought so. Have you learned anything valuable here today? Good boy. Here, I'll crawl off of you now. Fuck. All your cum is dripping out of me. It's getting into the carpet. Wanna clean it up for me? I'm kidding. God, you're so cute when you're vulnerable. Go ahead and get dressed. Unfortunately, we're out of time. The janitors will be making their rounds soon. Don't worry. I'll make sure our mess is gone before they get here. Hey, before you go, no more plagiarism, all right? If you need help on your assignment, or anything else, you know where to find me. My door is always open for you, slave.